Today, outside of the Supreme Court, gay marriage, a victory for many couples who've been waiting a long time. But what does the decision say about us as a culture, where we're headed, and plus a whole bunch of legal challenges? My, oh my, even the military jumped all over this. So I'll explain. Taking the Fifth and back in the USSR. We're also going to throw that into the mix here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing, America? How you feeling? Bet you're better than Paula Deen. Poor Paula Deen. Boy, every single show is ripping her to shreds that I've seen. They have the shots of her crying. You cry on TV, and you connect that with controversy surrounding the N-word. Ooh, that is something that's going to last for more than 15 minutes. But was she railroaded? I know a lot of people that think she was railroaded, and guess what? They're African American folks. So anyway, so we'll talk about that a little bit too. It's all up for grabs. And remember, you can always chip away at this and throw in your 2 cents. I'm going to give you the number right at the top. How about that? Abroad that gives you your digits. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. We actually have somebody waiting in the wings patiently, and that would be Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, how are you?
Well, you know, I've decided to run for president, and I'm going to have a gay czar. Larry Sinclair will be my gay czar, and I'm just making that announcement on your show. So people can start sending money to me right now. Now, I just want to talk about donuts, Kate. Okay?
Okay.
Let's talk about donuts, okay? Because once upon a time, Tomas had a donut shop, you know? And every morning he'd show up, and about 2 people were there waiting to buy donuts. Then one day, the president said everybody had to buy donuts. There was a new law that said everybody had to have a dozen donuts in the house all the time. And what did Tomas the baker, the donut maker, do? Did he raise his prices or lower his prices, Kate? What do you think?
Well, knowing you, I'm going to say that you probably lowered your prices and fed the crowd and made more money because you had quality and quantity.
No, Kate, you don't know what that was.
You raised your prices because they were in demand. Yes.
Demand goes up. The price goes up.
Yeah.
I'm talking about these exchanges that they're talking about where they say there's going to be competition and the insurance is going to be cheaper. I don't see that because there's going to be more demand and there's not going to be any reason for these people to lower the prices. Just like the donut example. You know, I'm going to have a lot more people there, and I don't have a need to lower the price. If anything, you know, I'm going to raise the prices because there's so many people outside my store.
No, there's no question that what's going to happen with Obamacare. We've had, so you know this, we've been to Washington 3 years in a row. We've had so many people on talking about it that there is absolutely no question that the prices are going to be unaffordable because our premiums are going to go up. It's going to crash. That's what's going to happen. And there are exchanges that aren't even being formed. So that's number one. And what's going to happen with businesses is there's going to be clawback there because they are not going to be able to afford it.
Yeah, you know, competition in a free market might
be different.
Work,
yes.
But this is not going to be a free market. It's going to be an artificial demand.
Yes.
I remember when you did not have to have car insurance. And then the proponents of all these car insurance laws said, hey, this is going to save everybody money. Well, I don't know who it's saving, But I tell you what, ever since they passed those laws, you know, every month I've been paying car insurance, and it goes up higher and higher and higher. The only thing I can see, possibly, is if the Republicans play this right and start reminding people, they'll be able to say, I told you so. Because what people hate about car insurance, about house insurance, they're going to double and triple hate about Obamacare insurance. And if the Republicans can use that, they're going to win. But anyway.
Yes. Yes, I agree with you.
I can sell you real, real cheap, okay?
There you go. Give me some cheap donuts. That's what I want. Boy, I haven't had a donut in a long, long time, Tomas. No, you absolutely, your analogy, I kind of screwed up your analogy for you, but your analogy is right, and we know this, because what have we dug very deep on in this show? It's been Obamacare. We've gone to Washington, like I said, a handful of times. We've talked across the board to congressmen and senators and all the people that were supposedly chipping in and trying to advise, and people who were trying to also convince us that this was the right thing to do, and then all we see is that the prices are skyrocketing and are unaffordable for most. I think this will backfire. What happens, though, is it does create that competition in the end because of necessity, because of people not affording it, and the competition ultimately spills over across state lines, which is what should have happened in the first place, because the competition, if there was competition for the business, then it would create that void, that area where ultimately the consumer would be in control and they'd have a better chance at getting affordable rates. And when Tomas talks about car insurance, it is like that. I mean, how many car insurance commercials do you hear or see when you're sedentary for an hour? Do this little experiment and you'll see what I mean. I swear in an hour's time, if you watch some tube, and it's, I call it one of the big four regular channels where you just have to have rabbit ears, which you can actually still get, believe it or not. So if it's on one of the prime stations, you will see at least three car insurance ads, you know, whether it's Geico, whether it's Progressive, whether it's State Farm, whether it's Farmers, whatever. You see them across the board because they're all trying to tell you what you, how you can get rewards, how you can get cheaper rates and all that kind of stuff. It'd be great if we could do that with health, because our healthcare system now, there are so many holes in it, it's outrageous. People are complaining about not feeling like a patient. Doctors are complaining because they don't feel like they can worry about patients the way they used to be able when they were able to, when they were people who were primary doctors. Now some of them are fleeing that area because it's not going to be profitable for them. They're not going to be able to make even a decent kind of living for what they had to pump in for medical school. And then there's the issue of malpractice insurance. So it's very, very worrisome with this, especially when the uninsured, the mandatory law kicks in 2014. I think it's going to be a giant screw-up because there already aren't enough exchanges established. And I think there's going to be big problems trying to met that out and trying to then have those IRS agents that they hired thousands of them to go after people who don't have insurance. All right, stay with us. We're kicking the ball over to the other side. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court next.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 25th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,287.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,321.31, $660.65 for a half ounce, or $330.33 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,321.31, $660.65, and $330.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Did what a lot of people were pushing for, and they didn't think it would happen. I know I said on the air maybe 3 or 4 years ago that I felt that this was something, as much as there was a big push for it, that this was something that wasn't going to flip easily. So the justice invalidated Section 3 of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, a.k.a. DOMA. They refused to consider the lower court decision invalidating Prop 8. That's the California law, so... boom, in California, the floodgates are open, and it's time for that march down the aisle for a lot of those same-sex couples that were hoping that would happen. Prop 8 wasn't recognizing them, so that's no longer valid. It's done. And the question becomes, now what does this mean with these two decisions? What does it mean as far as a society? What does this mean as far as rights are concerned, benefits, that kind of stuff, not rights, but benefits for partners who have lived together for, you know, X amount of time. Well, it's interesting because the military announced same-sex spousal benefits right after that Supreme Court decision was handed down. The Department of Defense, they were swift. They extended benefits to same-sex spouses. Boom, end of story, and that's it. I think they were ready to go on this because a lot of people felt that that was what was going to happen, that it was going to go in the favor of the same-sex couples. So they were ready to pull the trigger on that, so to speak, because of the black eye that the military has gotten lately. However, there are some nuances to the rulings that will mean, one, that other courts will look at this, and also when it comes to DOMA, now Congress, for will have to rewrite, basically, or figure it out, because we're talking about one section. So this gets tossed back in the laps of Congress. The cardinal, the famous cardinal of New York, Timothy Dolan, said, "Today is a tragic day for marriage and our nation." So while there were a lot of rainbow flags flying, people with signs that say "about time," people holding up wedding rings, there are definitely many people that have a dissenting view on this, and he certainly is one of them, saying that he thinks that this is just a big blow for Americans, and they're getting it wrong, that they're not respecting the truth that marriage is the union of one man and one woman, that the preservation of liberty and justice requires that all laws, federal and state, respect the truth, including the truth about marriage, that marriage is the only institution that brings together a man and a woman for life, providing any child who comes from their union, this is Dolan, with a secure foundation of a mother and a father. But that has all changed for sure. Now, the world was changing, but now with these two big decisions, ultimately it underscores, I think it underscores the fact that things, like it or not, are here, they're happening, and Republicans are going to have to figure out how to handle this, because there's going to be some challenges to still yet hanging out there when it comes to same-sex marriage. And the culture has changed. The culture and the definitions have changed. It's interesting, because I decided I would listen to a couple of different people and I would read some major columnists to see their take on it, people who had followed this for a very, very long time, well before I even had a talk, long before I even had a talk radio show. And for fun, I looked at two top conservatives who at one point were all over the tube and, they're all over radio stations and whatnot, and both still are. But here's a little bit of what Rush Limbaugh said. He said, "The courtroom is no different than a barroom now. Now we are told that the whole country supports gay marriage, and those that don't are bigots." That was in the Supreme Court ruling today, that people that oppose gay marriage are bigots and want to deny and want to make fun of and want to impugn and want to demean homosexuals. Why do we even need a court if it's going to behave like this? Glenn Beck said the government should not be in the marriage business, period, which I agree with that. Just take that sentence. Why do we get here in the first place? Why are we regulating marriage? How did it get to that point anyway? So he says, "I don't get my value on marriage from the state. I get my value on marriage from God. You're about to lose your right to have your church say, I'm not going to marry homosexual couples. So I have a right to practice religion my way. What they are going to ask you to do is to not deny the Bible." And see, that's interesting, because, and the reason I'd let you hear that is because if you think of Dolan, it's the pastors who are, faith, the people in these churches, when they're asked about marrying a couple, they're going to have to do that. Because, yes, you could say separation of church and state. You could talk about other aspects of religion, but clearly you could challenge that so easily. I mean, you could whip up on this now that the Supreme Court has handed down the decisions that they handed down. And it's definitely not the last of it. Ralph Reed says traditional values are under assault by an activist court. Phil Donahue says DOMA ruling signals intent to punish people of faith. And really it does go back to the faith thing, because they're the people, the priests, the pastors, they're the people that are going to have to deal with. They're going to have to deal with how they feel about the definition of marriage. As somebody from the pulpit, too bad. This is America now. This is the culture now. and you're gonna have to relent to it. Otherwise, you're gonna find yourself in court, and you're gonna be challenged again and again and again. So, pastors who don't agree with it, that's what's gonna happen. And I think that's gonna be the big hurdle for the same-sex couples. They're still gonna find themselves in that position. And I guess what I would anticipate, so if you don't like a law and you're trying to figure out a way around it, well, what do you do? Well, I would say that the thing they would do is try to come up with some church law of why somebody couldn't get married if we're talking about a same-sex couple. And most likely, that's the direction that would head in as far as religion is concerned. Because then you think of the makeup of some of these serious Southern Baptist church. Be interesting to see, as Jack Down Under said, what happens in the Mormon religion. So there is where the frontier, there is the uncharted water in a sense. Even though there have been people that have challenged that, people that have gone into churches, people that were denied, that kind of stuff. But now, because the Supreme Court strikes down DOMA, what does that mean? What does that mean? That the federal government now has the right, is going to come up with defining what marriage is? Is that what's happening at this point? The conversation about not having the conversation is over, I can tell you that, my friends. All right, you might want to throw in your two cents in this or perhaps on something else. We're going to talk about Ed Snowden, to be sure, and some other things we'll mix up as well. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The mailbag overfloweth. So a lot of you had thoughts on DOMA, actually on both sides of this. Even Prop 8, a couple of Californians hit us up in the mailbag, and we're going to walk to the mailbag next. I'm going to leave you with what Lindsey Graham, the senator of South Carolina, said. He said he was disappointed by the Supreme Court rulings bolstering same-sex marriage. He said, the main thing is that something like marriage and the bedrock of society should be decided by the population through the political process, not by unelected judges. This is an example of where something this fundamental to our society should be left in the hands of the people through their elected representatives. Yeah, if you could get them to actually tear apart an issue and write a bill that's readable and go after it, well, now they're going to have to go after it. We are too. Hang with us.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Utopian Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. You took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now?
What a week! Prop 8, DOMA, Affirmative Action, Voting Rights Act, Supreme Court busy. They're hanging up their robes till the next session, which isn't until the fall. It's about what's a perfect union? Anyone who's married out there know anything about perfect unions? Listen, I'm married to a great guy. Perfect unions are tough no matter who you are. But seriously, there were people that were outside of the Supreme Court. Most of them, though, weren't really protesting. They were applauding. They were celebrating. So DOMA is dead and Prop 8 has been dissed and dismissed. A lot of you had thoughts on that and some other things like Ed Snowden, who stalled at the Moscow airport. So let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. Joy in Illinois says, Kate, there is no joy, underlined, in Mudville tonight. I hate to be, in a way, this person. I'm not trying to judge anybody, but it just seems so ridiculous to me that we have to even discuss, dissect, and worry about these rights for people who are same-sex couples. I don't have anything against same-sex couples, and I know by saying that people are automatically labeling me who are hearing this, if you read this on the air, but I don't think that they should be afforded the rights of married couples. What is next? To use a cliche, it's a slippery slope. There's so many letters to describe so many different sexual variances out there that I can't even tell you. Does that just basically mean anybody who unites with any other organism becomes automatically afforded the rights of a married couple because they're considered married as well? For example, what if you had a transsexual and a straight person? What if you had a transgender person and a straight person? What if you had two transgender people? You get my drift here. And what I really worry about is the kids in all of this. And when it comes down to custody cases, what does this ruling say to them and what will happen to them? I think we lost in a very, very big, big way. You know, here's the thing. How it gets here, how we get into this whole thing of defining marriage and all of that in the first place, some of the things that this government that's inept, let's face it, that's why they have a 10% approval rate, some of the things that the government can't even do now, and here we see the Supreme Court, I guess, acting like the legislative branch. It's very crazy what's happened with the four different things that have been handed down throughout the week. I mean, this is a sweeping ruling. Sweeping. And I would agree, the thing that I would worry about is just the kids. However this comes down and what now the courts will have to deal with in divorce issues, because divorce is up so high. And what's funny, and it's, I guess it's not really funny, but somebody said to me today, well, great, because that means that anybody who's gay can find out what it's like to be screwed when they get divorced. And then, and this, of course, was an attorney. And so the attorneys actually will now, this somebody also said to me, will now be handling a different kind of divorce case because they should get more since they're going to be in that same boat. But all that aside, and the opinions of it's what happens here, and is equality advanced, or is it are we trampling on the sanctity of marriage? I think besides the courts having to sort this out, because there's still things that the courts will have to deal with, the people who are really going to have to figure it out are the people at the pulpit because of marriages and unions. It's not going to all be let's go run to the courthouse and get married that way. There's going to be people that are going to want to get married in church. So, you know, there you go. So it's here. I mean, Republicans are going to have a couple things they're going to have to deal with. Republicans in 2014 and 2016 have to decide, how are you handling this? How are you handling your conservative base when it comes to these two rulings and when it comes to the issue of gay marriage in general? And also, how are you handling the immigration question? Two very, very big things to deal with. All right, he's been waiting a while for us, so let's go out to our pal Rick in Illinois. He always has some hardcore opinions. Rick, how are you?
I'm hurt. You hurt my feelings.
I hurt your feelings? Why?
Yeah, you listen to Rush Limbaugh, went back to that.
I listen to everybody. I listen to the, you know what I say on my show, left of left, right of right? I listen to everybody to get a good sense of what was being said out there. And, you know, here's what I say, Rick. We are a bipolar nation, no doubt. You could put on your computer Drudge Report, and on the other side you could put Huffington Post. You could see the same story, swear, well, look, these are the same facts, same story, and they're written completely different.
I speak the truth.
But, what do you say? What do you speak the truth?
On this gay marriage thing, Supreme Court left standing. There's 36 states that define marriage as a man and a woman.
Yeah.
They didn't strike that down at all. They left that intact. So some states have got it already. It's man and woman. So.
Absolutely. Yep, so I said that. Said that in the last hour. That's the thing.
Yeah.
There's still decisions that would have to be made, just like all the other stuff, just like affirmative action, and just like the Voting Rights Act.
Yeah. Well, I think if they try to challenge it, the Supreme Court just go back down to the lower court that stand.
Right.
But I think these other states that they want to do something like that, I think they ought to go find out how they wrote the laws and if they can get past their state, you know, the man and woman married. So,
yeah.
It'll take a little work to do it, but I think they can do it. I don't see why they couldn't do it. 36 states do it now. I don't see why the other ones couldn't do it, too.
Well, yeah, it's going back. There's no question. It's going back. It's going to go back to individual states.
Yeah, that's what they're getting back to. Letting the states decide for themselves.
Yeah.
It should be, in a way.
I think it should be. Listen, I think it should be to the people voting.
Yeah.
It's, we should be able to vote on all this stuff. What's wrong with that? Why can't we do it that way? This is one of those things that makes sense that way. I mean, why isn't that? Why is the Supreme Court, why does this get run up the flagpole? And it's because of all the screw-ups along the way with this.
It's always been majority rules.
Yes.
As I remember. So
yes.
You should see.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
Figure out these Republicans are sniffing at each other and backstabbing each other and picking on poor Mark Rubio. And they said, Boehner, immigration bill passes, they're going to throw him out of office. All these his political friends are after him and everything.
Well, here's the problem. That the Republican Party has to decide what its identity is. Because even, it's true, huh? You know, the Democrats have had that in the past, that problem, but not in a long time. The Democrats don't go after the jugular when they should. And then they sit in the weeds, and then they come out, and they find themselves somewhere in the middle sometimes, right? But the Republicans now are in that same swamp because it's such a fractured party, and you have to have people that go out and vote for you, and you have to have people that believe that you are representing them. And the problem is, and part of the problem is, how many people are one-dimensional? Are you one-dimensional, Rick?
No.
Like, everything about you... Yes, you're not. And neither am I. So meaning that you can hear me say something about one thing, and boy, it sounds different when I talk about something else because I'm an open-minded person. I make decisions for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, Mark Rubio is supposed to be the next savior. He's going to bring him back. But now they're all after him, I think.
That's because of some of what's been discussed with this pathway to citizenship. The one thing that Rubio said, and I think it makes sense, is you cannot talk about a pathway to citizenship when you really don't have a secure border, because how do you know who's here illegally and who's not?
Uh-huh.
I mean, in any country, they would have to face the same thing. So, yeah, you can't even attempt that unless you know who's there coming in at the borders. And it's really the southern border that we're talking about, Rick, as you know. It's not Canada so much. Not that people don't come through Canada, but mostly it's through Mexico. So that's where the focus is. You know, that's the bottom line. And for Rubio, he did talk about the amendment where the borders has to be secure before, and Congress has to oversee what the security metrics are before there would be a pathway to citizenship. But people are furious because they don't like that, the whole idea of some of the things that are being discussed in the potential law. But I don't feel, I really honestly don't feel as though immigration reform is going to be passed this year. A lot of people think I'm wrong on that, but I don't think so. In the House, you're not going to get that reconciliation that you need. I don't think it even gets to the president's desk. Not really. All right, you want to throw in, you can. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. We're flipping to the B-side. Have you ever heard heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
In 1965, this was the sound. One more time. Fantasy and a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
The Supreme Court this week, DOMA Prop 8 Affirmative Action Voting Rights Act, out with a bang. Lots of controversy and some people popping the champagne corks. Depends on your point of view. We are a country that is split right down the middle, and I think we're pretty much split on every single thing that just left my lips. Kate Delaney hanging here at the helm with all of you. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Hello, Pete.
Hey, what is going on, Princess?
Man, a busy, busy day for opinions, let me tell you. Oh, man, Scalia looked like he was going to pull a James Gandolfini. Boy, I'm telling you, he's going to have to get on an exercise program if he keeps getting this upset. His head looked like it was going to pop off when I was watching some stuff with Scalia. He was really upset. He was the dissenting opinion. He gave the dissenting opinion in the gay marriage decision. He said it was jaw-dropping is how he described it.
What is the big hurry to pick up the pace on the wrath of God? Man, I would not want to be a Supreme Court judge. No Chinese way in hell.
Yeah, I'm getting the bunker. The bunkers that we talk about more and more. I don't know. Maybe I'm going to have to get one in the backyard. The plagues could be coming.
Yes, invest well.
Yeah.
No, this is You know, who gave them permission to jack with my faith? You know what I'm saying? Who gave them permission to add to or take from the Bible, you know?
Yeah.
But that's just me, you know. I could be wrong, but I don't think I am.
Well, as I said, Pete, you know who's really going to have a hard time with the interpretation? There's no way, even somebody who would call himself a liberal pastor or priest, if they, Old Testament, New Testament, there's just no way that they really can feel comfortable, I don't think, at all, idea of marrying same-sex couples. And I don't believe them. I think they're lying if they say they aren't. Because if they're steeped in the book, the Bible, it really doesn't mesh.
It doesn't drive. There's going to be a lot of unemployed preachers out there looking for work.
They could be, yeah, that's right. Or they could just say, "Listen, I just can't marry people anymore."
No, they're just not going to do it. They're going to talk about the faith. They're going to talk about love, and we're not doing any ceremonies.
That's right. Go somewhere else. Go to Vegas. Go to the White Wedding Chapel. Yeah, that's true. Because see, before it was about that for whatever couples. I mean, any couple could go to Vegas, and that you could get married in a civil ceremony. But in certain states where you had civil unions, you could go to the Justice of the Peace or the courthouse steps or whatever you want to say. But you didn't really. There weren't too many weddings.
Right, right. What do they call it? Why don't y'all elope? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, this is thinking like a capitalist. Who do you think is going to benefit from this?
Oh, man. The insurance companies are going to have a field day.
They are going to have a field day. Also, people that are wedding planners are going to, the money will go up there because there'll be a demand now for another kind of demographic. And divorce attorneys will also be able to make some money on this.
Even the bakery.
Bakeries?
The guy that got in the bind with that last round.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Bring it on, I guess. I don't know. It breaks my heart to see this country do this kind of mess. It really does. It's just straightforward, not good thing.
Yeah, it's a transformation. There's a big transformation happening. And not just this area, but you can feel the rumble with a lot of different things.
Have you noticed a new word that's really been used a lot called transition?
Yes.
That's we're going through a transitioning phase. I'm not going to play. I'm sorry. The sacrament of marriage is just too overwhelming. And we were here first, and no, we're not going to do that.
You're not going to transition?
No.
Pete, you know, sitting in his bunker in Texas, not transitioning right now. Thanks, Pete. All right, so as he doesn't transition, what about the rest of you? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I got a note here from Bud today, who listens to us in Florida, and he says, "Katie, Kate, you know I love you, gal. I just got to say, I'm an old man, and I'm an old man that has seen a lot of things in my time. I never thought we'd see what we're seeing now as far as gay marriage is concerned. But you know what? I think I can learn to live with, and I think other people should be more open in their heart. Why do we have to have so much hatred and beat each other up? That I don't understand. I almost think it's a conspiracy because the politicians have to love it when we distract ourselves by eating our own. Maybe we shouldn't do that, and perhaps we would see a better America in the end." That is an interesting point of view. Yep, let the minions, let the little people eat themselves, and they won't pay attention as we're on a massive power grab here in Congress, and just basically across the board, if you want to say that, in our government. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale.
Hello, Kate. This is one-dimensional Dale calling.
You're not transitioning either.
No, I'm not into transitional mode. I would conclude that, I base my opinion on it biblically.
And that's all it says for me. I mean, you know, there's still a long way to go here with this because we got 36 states that
yep.
have defined marriage as
yep.
between a man and a woman. So
that's right.
There's a lot of court cases, a lot of crap to go on. You know, they can do what they want to. They can't force me to believe in it. But they do want to force me to believe in it and to stop me from eating if necessary, and that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go my way; they can go their way. It's another one of Obama's deals about getting votes. You know, he was against it when he started. Now he's for it. You know, we got the congressional's coming up here next year again, and you know, this program, there'll be another one. There'll be, you know, some other program where this president can give to his moocher friend some more free stuff. It's just never ending until we get this guy out of there.
You know, this is the payoff, Dale, for everything. He set the table when he was running. For everything that was he said he promised, now this is what's happening. Okay, so I'm not after this. I'm done. I'm a two-termer. Woohoo! And this is what I've said I'll do, and I'm going to make it happen.
Well, let's look at it again. I keep harping on this one issue, but you know our unemployment rate again is 7.5%.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about it anymore, Kate, because we've accepted it. As normal. It is not normal.
Mm-hmm.
We got to have more people working in this country, especially to pay all these crazy taxes and stuff that this guy wants us to pay with a broken health care system that, you know, as well as I do, isn't going to work.
Oh, no. I completely agree with that. I've been open-minded. I've looked at that from all sides, and I am 100% positive it is not going to work because they just ramrodded it through and didn't really think about the consequences, underestimated. Even the CBO was saying that without doubt you're 100% right on that one, Dale. And it's, I'll tell you, you can hear the frustration with a lot of people. And the reason, I think, is because the one thing that Dale said he keeps coming back to, says he hates to harp on it, but really, we're not talking about the unemployment. And you have to have workers. You have to have people who, it's like if you're an entrepreneur and you have a company, well, somebody has to work for that company, right? Not everything can be overseas. In fact, a lot of things are getting botched overseas. So you have to have some workers to implement the things that you're doing. Not everything is going through the computer with five people in a room or in a house with a swimming pool where they're jumping off the roof. I'm, of course, talking about Facebook, but, you know, you have to have workers because also who's paying the taxes? He's right. As the government grows bigger and bigger and bigger, somebody has to be able to make up that cost. And the somebody is you and me who don't work for the government.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi.